Mr. Dalad, in the previous few cases concerning a sukkah in a tree, the sukkah was actually sort of within the tree itself. It was built on top of branches, you would have to use a ladder or something to get into the sukkah. Whereas the case which the Mishnah is about to discuss is for Isis Koso, one who makes his sukkah bin ha'ilona is between trees. Let's say there are lots of trees next to each other. And he makes his sukkah within the area among the trees, and v'ha'ilona is tefonisla. The trees make up his walls. Perhaps he's got one or two walls and the trees make up the other wall. The point is, since over here he does not need to climb the tree at all in order to use the sukkah, he doesn't need to touch the tree at all. So therefore kashera, the sukkah is valid, and he is also allowed to go there on Yom Tov, because he does not need to climb into the trees at all. He stands on the ground next to the trees, and the trees can be the walls of his sukkah. The next ruling of the Mishnah is based on the law that ha'osek b'mitzvah potur min ha'mitzvah. One who is involved and busy in one mitzvah is exempt from performing another mitzvah. And because of that, shluchei mitzvah, those who are messengers traveling in order to perform a mitzvah, patur min ha'sukkah, they are exempt from keeping the mitzvah of sukkah. For example, if there are people who are sent to free captives to redeem them, so they do not need to live in the sukkah, they can stay in a regular inn on the way there, for example. They can eat outside of the sukkah, because they are occupied and busying themselves with a different mitzvah, and so they are exempt from this other mitzvah which comes along their way. Cholin, ill people, they are also exempt from staying in the sukkah. The reason being, due to an important rule with regards to the laws of sukkahs, and that is, teishvu kein toduru. So you're supposed to live in your sukkah during sukkahs in the same way as you would live in your house during the rest of the year. Now, if you were inside your house during the rest of the year, and you were ill, and you knew that you had a different place to go to, where you would be more comfortable and it would be easier for you. If you were ill, you would certainly go there. So in this case as well, if somebody on sukkahs is in the sukkah and he is ill, so he's allowed to go inside to his house, because that's what he would do during the rest of the year. He would go to the more comfortable place. And so sukkahs is no different because of the rule of teishvu ke'in toduru. Now, as well as the ill people themselves being exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah, umsham shehen patur min ha'sukkah. The ones taking care of them are also exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah, and that's based on the previous rule of the Mishnah, of ha'osek b'mitzvah potur min ha'mitzvah, one who is involved in one mitzvah. In this case, they are taking care of the ill person. They are exempt from the other mitzvah of sukkah. Now, another application of this rule of teishvu ke'in toduru, that you only have to live in the sukkah in the same way as you would live there during the rest of the year in your house, is that oichlim v'shoisen arayai chutz ha'sukkah. One is allowed to eat and drink in a temporary manner as a snack, and not as a fixed regular meal, outside of the sukkah, just like during the rest of the year. He is not particular to eat every single thing that he eats inside his house. If it's just a small snack or something, he would be willing to eat it outside of his house. So to on sukkahs, he only has to eat the real meals inside the sukkah.